Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
A young Jewish man came to this country from the shtetls of Europe at the turn of the last century. The shtetls were small Jewish towns or villages in Eastern Europe. He took a ship to New York and landed at Ellis Island. He had a job lined up as a tailor with a guarantee by his employer that he would be responsible for this young man. The young man got down on his knees and he kissed the ground of his new homeland. He was grateful. He had to take a test for consumption, which today we know is tuberculosis. Because he passed, he was admitted. He didn't know English, but he taught himself the language immediately so he could communicate and vie for opportunities. He became a citizen at his first opportunity and lived all of his days as a learned, well-read man and a proud American citizen of the United States. Who was that man? He was my grandfather. Fast forward to the United States in 2020. Olga Paulier-Perrier-Bilbao, who had come to the United States a few years earlier from France, was seeking to become an American citizen. She was supposed to take her oath of citizenship, which included the words, "So help me God." Perrier-Bilbao is an atheist and said that she could not take an oath that contained those words. When U.S. officials offered her two options, join others in the oath, don't say the words, or have a private ceremony, did she accept those options? No, she didn't. So she sued to have the phrase removed from the oath. She insisted the oath be changed for everyone. Her complaint stated, by placing a religious statement to which plaintiff does not adhere into the oath of naturalization and the forcing plaintiff to use an alternative so that she must feel less than a new citizen, defendant substantially burdened plaintiff in her exercise of religion. So she's upset that she's being asked to take an oath or modify the oath that the majority of new Americans have taken for over a century, but she wanted the majority to change their ways to accommodate her individual proclivity. The First Circuit Court of Appeals responded, although the due process clause may protect her ability to worship God according to the dictates of her own conscience, the government has not prevented Perrier-Bilbao from expressing her atheistic religious beliefs. Nor can Perrier-Bilbao claim that the regulation prescribing the oath prohibits her from having a public ceremony during which she does not have to say the phrase, "So help me God." Rather, the regulations enable her to alter the oath, and the government has given her alternatives to accommodate her beliefs so that she is comfortable during the ceremony and is able to naturalize. The court noted her complaint seems to be that the government will not change the oath for everyone attending the public ceremony so that no one utters the word to which Perrier-Bilbao objects. Perrier-Bilbao certainly does not have a protected liberty interest in that. The court went on to say, even if the phrase offends her, offense does not equate to coercion. So what Perrier-Bilbao is asking is akin to saying, if the front door of your house is not closing properly, don't adjust the door, but adjust the entire house to accommodate the door. Sounds crazy? It is crazy. If you want to come to this country and enjoy the freedoms and opportunities available to citizens and residents, immerse yourself into the culture. Become part of the process, just as my grandfather did. If you don't like what you see here in this country that affords opportunities for all, if our freedoms offend you, please do yourself a favor and take the first flight back to where you came from. We'll be glad to wish you well. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.